Today's daf is Psachim daf ayin tes ayin tes. So we're going to start the very first word, ibo yiseba. So now the Gemara now is returning to resolve the opinion of Rav. Rav wanted to say in the Mishnah that when the Mishnah says you don't sprinkle the blood, but you don't do zrikas hadam, but if you did, then there is kapara. Let's say if the meat was tame. So the Gemara says, "Boy, same Rav da Amar kishitas Rabbi Yoshua." The main Rav holds like Rabbi Yoshua that eating the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev, meaning that if you did, if somehow you were not able to eat the Korban Pesach, still b'di'eved you are yotze. And you can sprinkle the blood of the korban. The Tanya of Yeshua, Omer Yeshua said, "Called Zalkus Shabbatara Ben Shadim and Basar Vechelim Kaim Ben Shadim Vechelim Basar Kaim." Any type of zvachim in the Torah, if the meat became tamei and the chelim was fine, or the chelim became tamei and the basar was fine, zoreg es adam, you can do zrikas adam. Nazir veosa Pesach. Let's say the Shalmei Nazir or Korban Pesach, they're different than other korbanos. Why? Because with them, you need the meat has to be fit for eating. By Shalmei Nazir, because you need to fulfill all the mitzvos when it comes to Nazir, in order to fulfill the mitzvos with Nazir, you have to place his hair under the pot where the shlamim are. You have to wave the zroa. So there are all these rules when it comes to Nazir that only works if the korban is valid. And by Korban Pesach, as we mentioned, that the main part of the Korban Pesach is to be eaten. And therefore, in the case of these two korbanos, nitma chelav u'basar kaim zorek es adam, nitma basar v'chev kaim zorek es adam. So in this case, if the meat became tamei and the chelav is fine, you do not do zorek es adam because the meat is not fit for eating. V'im zara kortza. However, if you did zrikas adam b'di'eved, it's valid. Nidmu ba'alim b'meis lo yizrok v'im zarak lo hortza. However, if the owners were tamei, then you can't do zrikas adam. And if zrikas adam was done, then it's not valid. So here we see Rabbi Yeshua holds that the consumption of the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev, does not prevent zrikas adam b'di'eved, and therefore if the basar became tameh, if he did zrikas adam, it is valid, and this is perhaps another way to understand Rav's opinion within the Mishnah. The Mishnah also says, b'mukdashim ein oked, that even though when it comes to, generally speaking, by kadshim, if the meat became tameh, and the chelev and the forbidden fats, the chelev, the fats that are burnt on the mizbeach are tahor, then you would do zrikas adam. Because normally speaking, other than Korban Pesach, normally speaking, if as long as either the basar or the chelev is fit, then even Rabbi Yeshua would say that it's fine. And Masisin Mani, who's our mission? That's Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, remember Rabbi Yeshua? We've been having this debate between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer for a few dapim already. The Rabbi Lezer holds, you can do zrikas adam even if the basar is completely tame. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if the basar is completely tame, you cannot do zrikas adam. However, if either the chelev or the basar is tahor, then you can do zrikas adam. The Tanya, because we have a brisa which says this explicitly. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Yeshua says, kol hazvachim shebat Torah shenishtar behem kazayis basar o kazayis chelev zrikas adam. Any korban that you have at least a kazayas of meat to be eaten, or kazayas of fat, of chelev, to be burnt on the mizbeach. For those you do zrikas adam, kachatzi zayas basar, kachatzi zayas chelev, in zrikas adam. Let's say about a half a kazayas of basar and half a kazayas of chelev. Do we join them together to create a kazayas? No, ain't zrikas adam. We don't do zrikas adam. Uva ola, and in a korban ola, it's different. Let's say if you have a half a kazayas of meat and a half a kazayas of chelev when it comes to the korban ola, what do you do there? So there you would do zrikas adam. Why? Because you have an entire kazayas that's burnt on the mizbeach. Because remember, the korban ola is entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Uvam bincha, afa pisha kula kayemes lo yizro. When it comes to the Korban Mincha, that even though there is nothing, there is nothing, even though it's all in existence and nothing is remaining from the meat or the chalev. So what is this referring to? This refers to the korban that the mincha is brought with it. The mincha obviously is not is only is a flour offering. So we're saying that by korban mincha, even you would not do zrikas. In other words, let's say you don't have, let's say the meat is tame, and the meat's tame, that you bring a mincha together with a korban, with a meat offering, and the meat is tame, but the korban mincha is completely in existence, you still would not do zrikas hadam, because just because you have the mincha, that's not considered significant to allow zrikas hadam. So we're saying, well, what's going on here? Mincha mayavite, what are we talking about korban mincha here? Zrikas hadam by a korban mincha. And he says that none of the menachos are brought with a meat korban. So our papa wants to say, no, we meant minchas nisachim. We're talking about the wine libations that you bring with a korban. And what's he saying? I might say that what? That since, why am I bringing a wine libation? Why am I bringing a nisuch hayayin? Because I'm bringing it because I am also bringing a korban, like a meat sacrifice. So therefore, you view the wine libation, the yayin, as maybe the meat sacrifice. And therefore, let's say not all the bus, none of the basar remains, none of the meat remains, but the wine remains. Maybe then you can still do zrikas adam kamashalom. No, we say that's not the case. That the wine is not considered like the meat itself, and therefore, even if if there's no meat left, then you can't. My mistake. I'm not talking about the wine. I apologize. We're talking about a minchas. We're talking about a mincha that's brought with the korban ola and shlamim, and also the wine for the nesachim. So, but we're saying that in this case, we're talking about a case where a mincha is brought together with the korban. So, if it's not brought separately, but it's brought as part of the korban shlamim, and you brought with the korban ola, you might think that it. If the sum of this flour offering is left, so therefore you can do Zrikas Adam. So we're saying no, that in order to do Zrikas Adam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the meat has to remain, either the chalev or the basar. So the Gemara says chalev minal. And how do you know that if the basar is completely tameh, but the chalev is tahor, the fat that's brought on the mizbech is tahor, then you can bring it as a korban. Rabbi Yochanan mishum mishmal umatu b'mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So Rabbi Yochanan either says in the name of Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, because the pasuk says, the pasuk says that you burn the chalev as a sweet smell to Hashem. So that implies that the zrikas adam is for the chalev, even though there's no meat with it. Ashkan chalev, I understand. We find about the chalev that's like the meat. What about Yoseres HaKavod Ishtei Klayos? So this is the other type of part of the animal, some of the kidneys and the part of the liver, that they are also burnt on the Mizbeach and with the chalev. Minolan, how do you know that if some of that is left over, so that's treated as meat? Hechi Amrinan Dezarkinan. So the Gemara says, that where do we say that you can do zrikas adam midiktani v'mincha? So the brisa says that only by the mincha, if the mincha is in existence, then you don't do zrikas adam. So specifically, if the mincha, which is not really part of the animal, for that you don't do zrikas adam, if only that's still in existence. But if the, I guess what is the liver, part of the liver, and the two kidneys, which is part of the animal, if that remains, so then obviously you can do Zrikas Adam. But still, the Gemara wants to know that the Menolan, yeah, but what's the Torah source for this? I understand the Braisa, we can imply from the Braisa, what's the Torah source? V'yochan didei amar makra l'reach nichoach, kol shetamala l'reach nichoach. When the pasuk says, v'hiktir achelev l'reach nichoach, so it's true. It only says you burn the fat as a sweet smell for Hashem, but really anything that you bring for a Reach Nichoach, anything that you burn as a Reach Nichoach, so then for that you can do Zrikas Adav. That would include all the limbs that are burnt on the Mizbeach, even though the Torah only specifies the Chelav. Yitzrech lemichtav, Chelav, Yitzrech lemichtav, Reach Nichoach. And so the Torah needs to write both Chelav and Reach Nichoach. Likos, Rechmana Chelav, Havamina Chelav, in had the Torah only written the word chelev, had the Torah simply said, and you should burn the chelev as a condition for zrikas adam, you would think only the chelev and not this the kovet, yoseres kovet shtei kloyos, and the kidneys or the liver, that you might think that you would not do zrikas adam if that was still in existence. So therefore, he needs to write the reach nichoach to say that anything that's burnt that's a reach nichoach, as long as you burn anything, then you can do Zerikas Adam. Because the Rachmana, the Reach Nichoach, it only said the Reach Nichoach, Avamida, Kol Ol the Reach Nichoach, Afilu Bincha. So I might think that anything that's brought as a Reach Nichoach, if a little bit is left over, you can do Zerikas Adam, and even a flower offering. The Torah says by a flower offering, by a Bincha, that it's also Reach Nichoach. So because the Rachmana, Chelev. So the Torah says Chelev, and it has to be both similar to Chelev, and Reach Nichoach, meaning what? It has to be part of the animal. As long as part of the animal is still in existence and still is tahor, then what can you do? Then you can do Zrikas Hadam. Okay. The Mishnah above, we explained the halacha of eating the Pesach and the other Korban of Tzibur when they're brought Betuma. Now, our Mishnah, we're going to explain the situations where Pesach is brought in a state of Tuma. What do we say? We said that if someone is Tameh, and so he makes the Korban Pesach on when? On Pesach Sheni. So this is when? This is only when you're Tameh and Pesach Rishon. So you're pushed off to bring it on Pesach Sheni. The Gemara is going to explain how we learned this. So now we want to explain what is the, but we know that a Tzibor can make the Pesach Betuma. And the Yachid is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So we're going to go through some of the details of these rules. The Mishnah says Nitma Kahol O Rubo. If the entire tzibor or the majority of the tzibor became tame, O Shahiyu a Kohanim tame v'kol tahorim, or if all the Kohanim became tame and the tzibor was tahor, Yasu Betuma, they can make the whole Korban Pesach Betuma on Pesach Rishon. Nitma Miut Kahol, if the minority of the tzibor became tame. Hatahorim osim as a rishon, the tahor people bring the korban pesach on pesach rishon, and the tmeim osim as a sheni, the ones who are tamei bring it on pesach sheni. Tana rabbana, so a rabbi's tana brisa. Haresha Yisrael tmeim the kohanim kli shareis tahorim. Let's say all of Klai, so were tamei and the kohanim and the kelim were tahor, O Shahoy Yisrael tahorim, or Klai Yisrael tahor, but Kohanim Klai Shares Tameim, and the Kohanim and the Klai Shares, the Kalim are Tame, but Fili Yisrael, the Kohanim tahorim, Klai Shares Tameim. Let's say, even if Klai Yisrael and the Kohanim are all tahor, but all the Kalim, if all of the Kalim are Tame, because if the, let's say, all the knives are Tame, so the ones who are Shechting it are going to become Tame. So you basically, so then the Korban Pesach is going to be done Betuma. And let's assume that the assumption here, according to Tosos, is that you don't have time to get other knives. So in that case, Yasu Betuma, so then they do it Betuma. Shein Korban Tzibor Chaluk, that the Tzibor, that they don't distinguish that some of them should do it Betuma and some of them should do it Betara. Once you have, they don't make a differentiation to do some and some. Once the majority of the Tzibor would be done Betuma, so then all the individuals, everyone does it Betuma. You don't have the option. Amar Rav Chista said, Lo shana shinit ma'asakin v'tmei meis. This halacha, where we said that if the, let's say the Kohanim are Tahor and the Israelim are Tahor, but the knives are tame. So this halacha that we say that if all the knives are tame, you do the korban pesach. You don't wait for pesach sheni. That's only if the knife became tame, b'tmei meis. It became that the knife became tame with because of someone who touched the corpse. So someone, right, the tame mace is the av aviyat tumah. If a person or a kli touches that the corpse, he becomes an avat tumah. And then if the person who's an avat tumah makes the I'm sorry, right, so then the then also the knife would become an avat tumah. Why? Because the Rachman Amar, because the Torah says, "Vachalal cheref harehu kechal." So this is a special rule that the Torah says, "V'cholasher yigal p'nei hasodeh v'chalal cheref u'b'meis yitmashiv as yamim." The Torah compares the cheref to a chalal mace, to a corpse, and a sword to a corpse. They teach you that a sword is like a chalal, meaning what? A metal kli that became tameh with a mace. So it becomes tame like the status of the tumah that it touched. So since the knife is an up, so in other words, what we say here, if a knife touches a tame mace, then the knife itself become, normally speaking, an avatuma touches something, so it makes that a rishon l'tumah. But if an av hatuma, a primary category of tumah, touches a knife, a metal kli, so that metal kli becomes an av hatuma. So come et tameh legavra, and then the knife, since the knife is an avat tumah, so then it's metameh the person, and therefore demi kara kimis aved. And then from the moment that he does the shechita, the tumas aguf the karis kimis aved, then he becomes a tameh, he becomes someone who's tameh. The punishment is karis for him to go into the azara. So once he touches the knife, he would get karis if he stays in the mikdash. So since the iser of tumah is pushed off, it's pushed off completely, and then everyone does tumah hutra v'tzibor, everyone does the korban pesach. So again, what happens here? The knife became tameh from a tameh mace. So therefore, the knife becomes an av hatumah, touches the person who shechs it. The person who shechs it becomes tameh, and therefore he can't go into the mikdash. However, if the knife became tameh with tumas sheretz, so if it, let's say the knife touched a dead I don't know insect, so then the knife is only a rishon l'tumah. The sheretz is an avat tumah, and the knife becomes a rishon l'tumah. The halacha of Chalal, harehi kechalal, only applies with tamei meis. So if the knife touches a sheretz, so the sheretz is an av hatumah, primary category. The knife is a rishon l'tumah. So the basa hu demetamile, because the meat, so then the meat became can become tamei from the knife, right? Because a rishon l'tumah can only make what? Food and drinks, ochlim and mashkim tameh. In av hatumah, a primary category of tameh, of tumah, can make adam and kelim, people and vessels, instruments tameh. But a rishon l'tumah can only make ochlim and mashkim. So therefore, let's go through this again. If you have the knife touched a dead sheretz, the dead sheretz was an av hatumah. The knife became a rishon l'tumah. Rishon l'tumah can only make the meat tameh. Legavra lo metamile, can't make a person tameh. So therefore, tahorim avid. So therefore, the tahorim can make the korban pesach. Tameim lo avid. So then, those who are tameh cannot make the korban pesach. They're pushed off the pesach sheni. Mutav yechel betumas abasar. Better that the meat of the pesach is eaten when the meat is tameh and when the person is tahor. But this is only Balav, Valye Chel Basar Betuma Saguf Shehu Bekares. And better not that the meat should be eaten with the tumah of a person who eats it, where the prohibition is Kares. So when it comes again, when it comes to when it comes to in other words, better to have the Tehorim do the Korban Pesach, as opposed to have the Tameim do the Korban Pesach. So if you have a choice between a knife that became Tameh by Tumas Sheretz, or a knife that became Tameh by by a person, by a tamei meis, so better to have the people who are tahor, who better use the knives that became tamei through tuma sheretz, because that's a lesser form of tuma. Amaka savar. So we see from here that kamsavar Rav Chista must hold tuma dechuyahu betzibor. And even though the Torah allows the tzibor to bring a korban betuma, it's not a complete heter, but it's only when there's no possibility to bring a betara. In other words, we try to be as lenient as possible. Again, what's the difference between tuma hutra betzibor and tuma dechuyah betzibor? What does it mean if say that tuma is completely allowed in its state of tzibor versus to say it's only dechuyah betzibor? The difference is, if we say tuma hutra betzibor, then you don't have to try to look for leniencies. It's tameh, anyone who's tameh can do it. If it's tuma dechuyah betzibor, just simply pushed off, then you try to minimize the tuma as much. You try to minimize the tuma as much as possible. So what would that look like? So therefore, if you have two different types of tuma, one, you have a knife that became tameh from tumas sheretz versus a knife that became tameh from tumas mace, better use a knife that became tameh from tumas sheretz as opposed to tumas mace, because you hold tuma dechuyah betzibor here. So v'chein amar Rabbi, hold on. V'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak tuma dechuyahu betzibor. So that's what he also holds. V'rav amar, Rava says, I feel a tameim nami avdi, that even people who are tameh can make the korban pesach with the tahorim. My time at dechsiv, he says, in this case it's different. That even someone who became tameh can do it, because it says v'basar yiga b'chol tameh lo yechel v'ish yisar v'basar kol tari yochal basar. Pasuk says, the pasuk compares the halacha of tumas aguf to tumas basar, whether you're tameh and whether the meat's tameh. Remember, the knife, remember, if the knife became tameh by the sheretz, the knife, when it shechs the meat will become tameh. But the knife will not make you, the person, tameh. That's the halacha when it comes to the sheretz. When it comes to the sheretz, the meat becomes tameh, because then the knife transfers tuma to the meat, but it doesn't transfer tuma to the person. So, but however, Rava says, no, there's no difference between, it's comparing the halacha of tumas aguf and tumas basar. Kol hecha, the lo karina beva basar shiiga b'chol tameh lo yeachal. Whenever we don't fulfill, whenever you're allowed to eat by tumas basar, for example, korban pesach that became tameh b'tzibor, lo karina beva basar kol tahor yochal basar. And in other words, the only time that we say that tumas aguf is a problem is only when tumas basar is a problem. But when tumas basar is a problem, tumas aguf is not a problem. V'chol hecha de karina bei v'abasha sheyika v'chol tami lo yechav. And whenever it's forbidden to eat the meat with tumas basar, karina bei v'abasar kol tar yochav basar, then you have to eat it with tar, with then you yourself have to be tahor. In other words, Rava says that even if you hold that tuma is dechuya in this case, betzibor, here it doesn't make a difference. That once we're allowing tumas basar, then tumas aguf is also permitted. So that there's no difference whether the knife became tameh from a sheretz, in which case the knife would only be a rishon latuma, or whether the knife became tameh from tumas mace, and then it would become in avatuma. There's no difference. Now the Mishnah says if the majority of the tzibor does the korban pesach betuma, so then tuma hutra, then you can bring it on the first pesach. So I'm not going to give some fact patterns here. It's mar haresha yisro mechza tori mechza tmeim. Let's say it's half and half, half are tar, half are tamei. Rav amar mechza mechza karov, Rav kahana amar mechza mechza ena karov. There's a machlokas whether it's whether the each half is like the majority or whether it's not like that. So we're going to explain now. Rav amar mechza mechza karov. Rav says that the mechza mechza is like each half is like the rov. Halo osim la'atzma, halo osim la'atzma. The tahorim will say, we're tahor, so we can bring it. And the people who are tameh can say, well, even though we are half, but we're like the majority, and therefore tuma hutra betzibor, we can bring it on Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahana Amar, There are two versions of Rav Kahana. The first version is Mechza Mechza Eino Karov. He says Mechza Mechza is not like the Rov, and therefore the Tahorim Osim Esarishon, the ones who are Tar can obviously bring it, but the Tameim, it's not viewed as the Rov Tzibor is Tame, and therefore Osim Pesach Sheni, they wait till Pesach Sheni. Ika Da Amri, some argue, and they say that Amar Rav Kahana, no, this is what Rav Kahana said, Mechza Mechza Eino Karov, and therefore, Tahorim, the Mechza Mechza is not like the Rov, and therefore the Tahorim Osim is a Rishon, the Tahorim can do the first. Utameim Ein Osim Lo Osim Rishon Lo Osim Sheni. And the ones who are Tomei cannot bring Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Why? But Rishon Lo Avdi and Pesach Rishon, they can't do it the Law of Ruba, because there wasn't Rov Tzibor of Tomei. The Sheni Lo Avdi and the Pesach Sheni, they can't bring it either. The Law of Emuta, because they're also not the minority. In other words, the second version of Kana says you can only bring it. You could only bring it on the first Pesach if you're in the majority that was Tameh, and you could only bring in the Pesach Sheni if you're the Miut that was Tameh. It's not if you're exactly half, then you can't bring in either one. Tanan, we have a Mishnah, which we learn in the Mishnah. Nitma kol arubo shoyakohanim Tameh v'akol tohorim. Let's say that Tzibor was Tameh, or the majority was Tameh, or that the Kohanim were Tameh and the Tzibor were Tahor. Yase betuma. You can make the Kohen Pesach betuma. Rubo hu da'avdi. So what does it say? It says the majority. Then you do it. Then you do it betuma. Pago pago lo avdi. Barishon v'kasha l'rav. So here the Mishnah says that you need rov. But if it's half and half, then you can't do, then those who are Tameh cannot bring it on Pesach Rishon. So it's a question of Rav, who says half and half, you can bring a Pesach Rishon. Omar lach Rav. Rav says, Ruba avdi kulo betuma pago pago halalo osim latzma halalo osim latzma. No, what the Mishnah means to say is that when the majority of the tzibor is tameh, then they all do it together. That both those who are tameh and those who are tahor. However, if it's half and half, then those who are tameh do it by themselves betara, and those who are tameh do it by themselves betuma. This makes sense because the katani is safer, because the safer the Mishnah says nitma mir akul kahal. If the minority of the tzibor becomes tameh, tarim osim etzav rishon, tameim osim etzav sheni. That those who are tar do a pesach rishon, those who are tameh do pesach sheni. Miut hu da'avde b'sheni. So the miut, the minority, do it b'sheni. Aval pago pago. So the negative implication would be that if it's half and half low, that they wouldn't do a pesach sheni. Va'avde b'rishon, they would do it in the first pesach rishon. Va'alo osim latzam, va'alo osim latzam. So the safe of the Mishnah would seem to imply like Rav, who says if only a minority are Tamei, then you do a Pesach Sheni, but if it's half and half, then they bring in a Pesach Rishon. So now we say Elokasha Rav Kahana. This is the question of Rav Kahana, who says half and half, then those who are Tamei cannot bring in Pesach Rishon. So Amar Lach Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana would say to you, Nitma'u Mira Kahal Torim Osim Es Rishon Tameim Osim Es Sheni. He would say like this. Now don't be so precise. If the minority of the tzibor became tamei, so then they do, then the tahorim do on the first Pesach, and those who are tamei do on the second Pesach. Hapago pago, but if it's half and half, tahorim osim is a rishon. Those who are tahor do a Pesach rishon, and tamei ma'im osim lo es rishon lo es sheni. And those who are tahor don't do Pesach rishon or Pesach sheni. Hatinach lishon bas the Rav Kahana. Yeah, this makes sense according to the second version of Kahana. Ella lahach lishna damar Rav Kahana term osim as a rishon utmeim osim as a sheni Michael Amemar. Yeah, but according to the first version of Rav Kahana, who says that if it's half and half, those who are tahor do Pesach rishon on do it in Pesach rishon, and those who are tamei do it in Pesach sheni. What can you say? Amar lach Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana would say to you, Hu adin da filu palga upalga nami tarim osim as a rishon utmeim osim as a sheni, even half and half. That those who are tahor do the Pesach Rishon, those who are tamei do Pesach Sheni. Vayiktani mida kal. Yeah. So why is it saying the seifa only if a minority, then you bring it on Pesach Sheni? I need the tana reisha rubo tana nami seifa mito, because the reisha says the majority, the seifa says the minority. But really, it would be the seifa would be even if it was half and half. It's just to make it like parallel to the reisha. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Rav Kahana, Ketrei Lisha. So we have brises that support Rav and Rav Kahana according to both of his girsos. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, we have a brises that supports Rav. That how you show Mechza, Torah, Mechza, Tameh. If Klai show half for Torah, half for Tameh, Halo Osim Latzim, Halo Osim Latzim. Then half do, then they both, then they do it on Pesach Rishon. Tanya Kalisha Kama de Rav Kahana. We have a bright that supports the first version of Rav Kahana. Haresha Yisrael Mechza Tahorim Mechza Tameyim. If Klai Yisrael were half and half, Tahor half and Tameh, Tahorim Osim Mitzah Rishon, those who are Tahor do Pesach Rishon, and those who are Tameyim Osim Mitzah Sheni do Pesach Sheni. V'tanya Kalisha Basha Rav Kahana. When we have a bright that supports the second version of Rav Kahana. Haresha Yisrael Mechza Tahorim Mechza Tameyim. If Klai Yisrael half for Tahor, half for Tameh, Taharim osim is a rishon. Those who are tar do Pesach rishon. Utmeim einim osim los rishon los sheni. And those who are tamei do not do Pesach rishon or Pesach sheni. L'rav ulishna basra rav kahana. According to Rav and according to the second lishna rav kahana, ha detana tarim osim is a rishon. Utmeim is a sheni. Hechim etarti lach. So the what do they do with the brisa that supports that says that the horim do the Rishon and the Temeim do the second, do Pesach Sheni. What do they do with that? So how will they explain that Brisa? They're not going to explain how each Amora explains each Brisa. So that's Kagon Shehoi Yisrael Mechza Tahorim Mechza Temeim V'Nashim Mashlimos L'Temeim. In a situation where half Yisrael are Tahor and half Yisrael are Tameh, and the that's just the men. And the women, the majority of the women are Tameh, and because of, if you add the women, so then it's, if the men, the majority of the men are Tahor, but the women together with the men make it now half and half. So because Savar, Nashim, Be, Rishon, Rishus, and the author of this brisa holds that women by Pesach Rishon is only a reshus. It's an option. There's no obligation. So dal nashim tameim, remove the women in the calculation who are tamei. V'havalahu tameim miuta. In this case, those who are tamei are in the minority. U'miuta yidchu lePesach Sheni. And then the minority would be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. I have to stop here because I have class now. So I know we have a